A place where mental spasms meet real life experiences. Cutting across all walks of life to basically any topic of interest, Wizards the Kings podcast seeks to bring to your ears the intricacies of human lives, their experiences, mental struggles, the hustle and bustle of their everyday lives, and how they keep up.
So, I'm going to be doing something a little bit unusual today, recording a podcast while I am doing the things that I would normally do. Not really on a daily basis but definitely. Let me just say on a daily basis because wash my plate, cook at the same time. I was reading like 2 minutes ago, but I stood up because I was craving food. I was bloody hungry. And I decided that, okay, I need to cook and I need to wash my plate and I would be eating egusi and semo. Yeah, prepared. I didn't make the soup though, just in case. I usually find it quite funny that medical students like me cook on a daily basis. I mean, like, I usually be like, ah, guys, how do you guys manage all these things? Like, I mean, we like, we're in the same class, we have the same 24 hours period in the day, and like, how do you guys still get to cook? And I spend money on food, and then I started to discover that, okay, I was spending way too much on food, and I needed to like cut down on it. I started cooking and all that stuff. It wasn't that straightforward. It's not as straightforward as I just said it, but then again, it had to happen. So I've started to wash my plate right now. It's not that much. I most times like washing plates, contrary to what a lot of people don't like to do. I tend to like things people don't like to do, basically. I don't know. There's just this part of my brain that just tells me that like things people don't like to do. It makes you stand out. You're different, you know? I just like the dichotomy of it, you know? And I basically wash plates to clear my head because my head is this room of too many thoughts, and I have to like, I think a lot. And this is where I come up with my ideas. Some people come up with their ideas in the bathroom. Some come up with their ideas on the toilet seat. Some do this, some do that when they walk, when they stroll. Basically me, I tend to fix problems when I wash the plates. I don't like laundry though. I pay someone to do that for me. Despite the fact I'm a student, and I still pay somebody to do that for me because I terribly hate laundry. I terribly hate that. So basically, I'm just trying to give y'all an insight into what a medical student would probably do when he or she is hungry. Some of us would just like eat out and ew. I mean, it's starting to get bloody expensive. I mean, Nigeria is not getting any better. Today is 1st of October and I know nobody's like playing national anthems and stuff. Nobody's like being patriotic at the moment. In some parts of Nigeria, people are like protesting. Well, I personally think nobody should protest because I'm like, I know people died last year for this and all that stuff, and basically things are not going to just change by you protesting. There needs to be a structure to things, but I don't want to talk about that right now. And I really wish Nigeria was a very good place because we're like blessed and all that stuff. Unfortunately, we have what we have and we have to just make do with what we have till we can, you understand, medical students like to get the fuck out of the country. Not just medical students, yeah. Any opportune Nigerian would. So, almost done with this plate stuff, basically. Right, I know. It's totally fun. Could be fun. Not a lot of people like it, I've said. But to me, it's bloody fun. Most of the times, I like when I just wash my plates, I like put up a YouTube video, something like Johnny Harris. I just like to listen to people talk and talk about things they like because I like to listen to stuff they talk. When people just come and talk about things they like, yeah, I just sit down there and like listen. I hate boring lectures though. I hate classes. That's something about me that I particularly don't like. Yeah, I like to listen to people, but not lecturers. Sometimes it wears me out, except like the lecturer is like really funny and really funny. I mean, really, really funny. Yeah. But yeah, that's the typical situation of a lot of Nigerian students. We don't like lectures. Because lectures are somewhat boring. Because a lot of the things we're being taught, we can't relate to them. We are being taught abstractly, which is something I wish would fix, you know. Would fix that. It's highly important we fix that. The Nigerian educational system has to fix that, especially in the medical department. I'm not in a private university. I know things are better in private universities, but I'm in a state university, and I'm paying hundreds of thousands. I mean, to study medicine, hundreds of thousands, and that's for an average Nigerian family. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, if I'm being honest. And I'm being taught a lot of stuff abstractly. And you'd understand if you're a medical practitioner that a lot of all these things, you need to see them, touch them, feel them, you know, understand the process. You have to, like, feel, that's your sense of touch, to understand something properly. You have to see with your eyes, because they say seeing is believing. I think in medicine it's very bloody applicable. You have to see these things. You need to see these things. And seeing is believing, yes. You have to hear people talk about it. When you see, you have to hear, and you have to feel. That's how things stay in your cognitive part of your brain, or your memory part. That's how things just stay there and live there and just enjoy itself, you know. Like chilling in the hood being the brain this time around. I like, I'm move stuff, like I'm always moving stuff, because I'm not always moving stuff, basically. I'm just talking hypothetically, like you're always moving stuff, or anybody would move stuff if you pretty understand the concept of what the stuff is talking about. And there's only one way to understand the concept of what the stuff is talking about: when you, like, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. Sometimes if you can even taste it, it helps to, like, reiterate the feeling, like, just make it, like, stick to your head. But you can't go around tasting all the chemicals or, like, licking cadavers. Like, it's like, know where certain things are. Please don't do that in the lab. It's highly dangerous. And, yeah. But if you could taste a lot of things, you know, you remember the taste of the food. This restaurant, just basically the way we know restaurants are different because of their taste in food. That's the thing, that taste is also bloody important when it comes to, like, remembering things. Yeah, apart from that, that's about everything. And I'm done with the plates now. I've got my pot on my gas burner, or whatever this is, or gas cooker, bloody hell. Side note, gas is expensive in Nigeria, and if you're a student and you're cooking every day, wow. Basically, I mean, you just need to see these people. Just, they're extorting us. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. Basically, the whole of Nigeria is a massive scheme of extortion. I mean, that's basically how Nigeria is, from the top to the bottom, and everybody just trying to make the best of every opportunity they are in. You know, truly for Nigerians, because the hustling spirit is always in everybody. Once there's a little this thing like this, everybody tries to, like, milk the opportunity to, like, pop money. You understand? It is basically fine. I don't see anything wrong with capitalism. But then again, at the expense of the average Nigerian, wow. I mean, y'all should, like, be calming the fuck down. Sorry for the profanity, but profanity is a part of my everyday life, because I speak profane, I talk profane, and I don't see anything wrong with it, because I feel like the whole world is profane already. So why are we hiding it? Why should we, like, code stuff? It's hypocritical, if you ask me. So that's why I just say the things the way they come to my head, and not to jump off script. I'm still doing what I said a medical student would do on a normal basis, or on a daily basis. Oh, I have classmates that don't actually do anything on a daily basis. They sleep like that. They sleep hungry. I mean, okay, I'll tell you guys a story. There was a particular time in my life where, as a medical student, I mean, that time seems so far away, but right about now, right about now, it seems so far away, but as a medical student, there was a time I was literally living on Gary. Yeah. I mean, Gary, like, Gary. Gary. Nobody say my parents no send me food stuff or like, I wasn't giving food stuff to school or stuff like that. You understand? But, I mean, I was always very busy reading because, you know, it's medicine. And I was like, medicine, I just gotta do this. I just gotta make mama proud, dude. I was always bloody reading in school. I've been in school since before 7 or later by 7:30. I'm already in school, you know. I'm always very on point and early for lectures back then. So before I leave, I had to leave on Gary. You know, Gary thing was a big ish back then. I mean, Gary, Kuli Kuli, and a friend of mine was like, you need to like try this stuff with like Bonvita or like Milo or stuff. I don't eat Bonvita or drink Bonvita. I practically don't even like chocolate beverages because I feel everybody likes it too. And remember, I don't really like what most people like. So I basically stuck to coffee and drinking tea. Actual tea, like Lipton and top tea, those kind of teas. And yeah, that's that. But I ate my chocolate beverages with Gary sometimes. And that was just basically that, if you ask me. Oh, I remember my first Easter away from home, like with my, like in school. I mean, Easter Sunday where everybody eats chicken and the likes. I drank Gary in school and I was crying because I was so dead broke and I could not call home because I was like, home is trying enough a lot for me and I do not want to stress them. I had food stuff, but then again, I was too lazy to cook, you know the drill. Too lazy to cook all those stuff because I was like, if I was at home, because a lot of my friends like went home, they like went home to like chop life for that Easter. I mean, the first Easter like in uni, understand? People never too day on ground, big boy never setting, 100 level days and all that stuff. So we see like mommy and daddy's kids back then, not like now, that the last time I was home was just to fix my glasses and treat good and get back to school because I don't really like health center in school. Which was just the summary of all the stuff. But look at me now, from the boy that was too lazy to cook and lived on Gary to the boy that is now cooking semo and the egusi. And the egusi has been prepared actually. I kind of like stored it in my freezer so that I can like reuse it. This is the last bit of it I'll be eating with this batch of semo. I mean, I gotta be on point, bro. I have got to be on point. And I'm actually a very good cook. My mom says I am, actually. The only problem with me that she always keeps mentioning is that the fact that I'm lazy. And trust me, I am. I mean, an average medical student is smart and lazy, trust me. The only thing we are hyped about is academics. Any other part of our life, many of us, I'm not saying all, I don't want to sound synecdoche-kick, if that's actually a word, synecdoche-kick, emphasis on kick. But that's just synecdoche, like trying to say all medical students are this and that. Nah, not all medical students are like that, but then a lot of us are like that, you know. A lot of us are like that. That's just basically how it is. Now Semo is going into phase one. Oh Lord God have mercy. I hope this thing does not have cocoa inside of it. Jesus. Oh Lord have mercy. Have mercy on me. Jeez, I gotta reduce this thing. It's running out of control. I'm like cooking on high heat and it's really getting out of control and I have to like control it. I hope I've not made too much Semo because I'm the only one eating this stuff tonight and it's gonna be very annoying if I make more than my soup. I mean, Omagoyeram, if I make more than my soup, I have to like multitask. Ouch, my spoon has gotten hot. I left a metal spoon in a pot. What was I expecting? This is just pure and simple physics, conduction. What was I even bloody thinking? Everything is starting to like look nice at the moment. Would I say I'm proud of the man I'm becoming? I don't know. I have no idea what kind of man I'm becoming anyways. I just hope I turn out to be a good man. But then again, there isn't actually. So the concept of morals and good and bad is all just philosophical. I used to enjoy philosophy back then in undergrad level because I was like, nice, philosophy is my thing. A lot of my classmates don't like it. So it was like, I was more or less like the weirdo, which is basically fine by me. As long as I'm different, I'm okay. It's a dichotomy I enjoy, basically. The fact that people just look at me and like, you're weird. I'm like, what do you expect? Am I supposed to be like you? If I was like you, I would probably do something to myself. I mean, well, that's just that. It's like starting to turn out to be like I am making more than I can chew right now. Starting to make more than my soup, and it's starting to get scary. God have mercy. Oof. Okay. I'm at the turning part. Now this thing is gonna be bloody soft, and that is not even the problem right now. Actually, quite a good cook. I mean, on a good day, if I wanted to, I'm just reiterating it just in case it turns out to be bad, and I have to like say apologies, guys. I'm just eating my food, and the food is very terrible. Sorry, sorry, I made a mistake. Whoosh. Wahala, no, they finish. Mangas to chop. Oosh. The heat is starting to get to me.
Literally.
I'm starting to feel the heat. Oof. I'm starting to feel the heat.
If you feel them, tell me if you're feeling the heat. Because if you're feeling the heat, tell me you're feeling the heat. But then again, you guys can feel the heat. Only me, they feel this heat. Just listen to me describe the heat. I don't want to sound religious right now, but then again, it's just usually something my dad always says, like he wouldn't want to know how hellfire feels like, because if it can feel so painful to burn himself in a kitchen like this, he's probably wondering how hellfire feels like. And I'm like, Omo, I don't even know. That's why I said I don't want to sound religious right now, because
yeesh,
it's a very sensitive, very, very sensitive part of life that you just have to be careful when we're talking about it online. Thank you very much. Ah, back to my cooking. This thing is starting to take shape. This thing is starting to look like something that a young man should be proud of. Imagine. This is starting to look like something a young man should be proud of. Yeah. Just need to like lower the heat and cover it up. Let it simmer properly. And I've got myself my dinner. So people will like say we shouldn't like eat this late, but then again, you suppose not say I did lazy, normal. I won't stand up to do things on time until it really gets to me. I'm the kind of guy that likes to. Not when it comes to like assignments and stuff, but I like to do that at the comfort of my house and not under tension or pressure. I don't like to work under pressure, but it seems to me like the whole of medicine is how to handle shit under pressure. Don't worry, I'll learn on the job, basically. And that's about everything. I broadly promise to learn on the job. I'm not even like kidding right now. I will learn on the job. This one is starting to take shape. My goosey is warmed, and the smell is just getting to me. Like, I mean, oh, I can't wait till I start digging in. Oh, by the way, I hit all swallow. Did I just say I hit all swallow? Damn, the fact that I'm a Yoruba boy and I have age factor is literally a problem right now when I talk. But to most Yoruba people, they don't notice it. But people that know Yoruba will like, hey, this guy don't hit again. I'm like, wow, nice. Oh, imagine, I'm like, I'm here. I grew up in Ilorin, despite the fact I'm not an Ilorin boy. I grew up in Ilorin, Kwara State, Nigeria. And I schooled there, my secondary school, my primary school was there. I was born in Lagos though, but I never lived in Lagos more than a year or two before moving down here and all that stuff. So when you like hear me say a lot of things that has a lot of H in it,
you gotta forgive me, bro, because I wasn't raised in a way that, like a lot of us Yoruba people, I mean, it's just the age for me. Have you eaten? Oh, nice. I'm like, I have eaten too. I'm just cooking the food that I will eat. So I'm, for that tiny little intricacy about me, I think y'all gotta forgive me if you hear one or two heat and heat in the thing. It's just basic shit. Thank you. it's just basic shit if you know what I mean. Sorry. No, nice. This one is already starting to simmer quite nicely, and the soup is like already done, warmed up, and just looking at me, it's like, take me, baby, take me, scoop me up, take me. And I'm like, yeah, chill out, I'm gonna take you, okay? I'll go fish here. Yeah. Drop that. I mean, that was like a drop shot. It's like, drop that inside of the soup. I prefer fish to meat. No bloody jokes. I mean, it is just, well, there is a particular kind of cruise to eating meat though, but then again, I still prefer fish. I still prefer fish. It's easier, it's faster to eat, you don't get to chew so much, and I'm just literally the kind of person that does not like to spend too much time on anything. I like to move on to the next thing. Basically, that's why. I think you've simmered quite enough. Just need to get me this napkin. Before it starts turning to puff. And I have to like turn. Most times do my turning on the ground where I can like hold the pot firmly with my legs. I know a lot of you know that style because I used to watch my mom do it back then when I was a kid. Because the moment I became a teenager, I stopped going to the kitchen. Basic shit. So now I'm turning my salmon. After I like clamped it with my legs, I'm like turning it to make it all fluffy and shit. Oof. Oof. I mean, this is like some real good shit. I'm really proud of this. This is not the first time I'm making it anyway, so I'm like a pro when it comes to this shit. Although most people won't believe me. I don't brag though. I don't need to brag. Results speak for themselves. You don't need to like to shout. You know the loud stuff. I mean with that. I don't loud stuff. Especially in medical school, you shouldn't loud stuff. I go into an exam hall and say, ah man, I did that shit. You know, there's always a saying that medical school will shock you. And it does a lot of shocking. If you're being honest, medical school is a shock person. You savvy. Very good things here. You don't move stuff, you don't write. You don't show yourself. The lecturer will not be like, the results will come out. As you can see your result, wow. So pretty blue. And this and that and that. And you open the CC, people you know expect. For the top table. The table in this case now results. I then got the top table. Although the way they arrange results in my school is according to matric number. So it's not like who score highest. According to matric number. But still, everybody always notices the highest and the lowest. Basic stuff. The highest and the lowest will always be noticed. In any scenario, in any result, the highest and the lowest will always be noticed. So most of us just try to be in the middle of the old stuff. If you understand what I mean, nobody will pay attention to you if you are in the middle. Nobody will pay attention to you if you are in the middle, as long as you just pass. Understand? As long as you just pass with your 50. 50 is a pass mark, so you don't need to express yourself. But before you get that 50, you say, you know, say, It's something. Because the difference between 49 points and 50 is a lot in medicine. And if you think you pass, like in other departments where you like get a D and you just like make a shady go, medicine, you know, go shady go like that, to gas it to boys, and the boys is 50. the boys won't collect anything less than 50. It's just like me, SAS, who you now make on the reason SAS say, I bear, bro, I'll be 2k. And SAS is like, my 50k, I will collect for your hand. See, nothing we won't do. I don't care who your papa be. Go bring her and come and see 50k, we will say, pay you. That's just basically how mentioning is like. Regardless of what you do, as long as you don't score 50 and above, if you dash SAS more money based on one or two things, you understand? Same thing too, the main thing. If you score more than 50, but bros, if you don't score the 50, you know they go anywhere. You know they work out go anywhere. You know they go anywhere like this. And the same way is done, I don't scoop up my side plate. Sorry about the digression and the gist, because most of the things I'll be talking about and doing here is about my life as a medical student. And there is a lot of experiences. I'm just in 300 level and there is a lot of experiences that I have had. And it's just basically what I'm going to be talking about. And yeah, I'm about to go and sit down and enjoy the fruit of my labor, because I actually did labor for this. I mean, typical me or me of that year could only go buy food outside or drink Gary or drink Gary sleep or conflicts. I was thinking of like doing conflicts, but I was like, ah man, I have soup, I have food, I have food stuff. Why am I stressing myself? I mean, I have to like start eating right, because I kind of like weigh about 50 something kg, something on the lower spectrum of 50 something, probably around 54-55. So yes, I do not weigh a lot and I'm not really tall. Actually, I'm not tall at all, to be honest. I'm not going to disclose my height. Sorry. But then again, I'm not a dwarf. After all said and done, the leftovers of the stuff back inside my freezer, and I eat swallow with a cutlery. That's one peculiar thing about me. I eat swallow with cutlery, despite the fact I am a Yoruba boy. Not I am being a Yoruba boy, because I am not being a Yoruba boy. I have always been, I shall always be. It's not continuous stuff or something of that nature. It's continuous. And it's by virtue of birth and not by appointment. And yes, I am back in my room out of that hot kitchen. Oof. Yeah, I mean, this fan blows sense inside of me. And it's starting to like inspire me, really. Starting to. And I'm gonna be ending the recording like about now. All I just need to do is taste it and you guys can like hear me say my food is nice. So sorry, I don't pray before I eat, which is actually very bad. We were raised to pray before we eat, but then again, I feel like something I'm not used to, me doing it for the sake of formality, is hypocritical. So I basically don't do things that I feel is hypocritical, regardless of my training and stuff. And yeah, let me just taste my food. Jesus, this is I mean, this beats drinking Gary any day. I beg, forget about the stress, forget about anything. I mean, you just cooking and enjoying a very nice meal. I mean, medical students can eat right too. I beg. And you don't even need to like spend so much. I could afford to eat out, but then again, hey, my eight factor coming into play. If you heard that, sorry. I can afford it too. But then again, occasional eating inside is nice. Saves a lot of time. Sorry, not doesn't save a lot of time, but saves a lot of funds. But the situation of the country is not smiling, and Nigeria is celebrating independence today, 61 years. I mean, and I never met Nigeria at a state where things actually improved. It was always deterioration.
deterioration and deterioration and deterioration. Like, I don't know what's going to become of the future of the country, but then again, I'm proud to be Nigerian, yes, because Nigeria just has this culture and heritage that is just so nice and beautiful and everything. I know I shouldn't talk while eating, but then again, I'm not swallowing at the moment, so I'm at liberty to talk, and I'm in my room, and my mom's not around, so basically nobody's going to, like, be condescending on me and make me feel like a devil for not being a very good child. And I think that's about everything right about now. Stay safe. Use your nose mask, I guess. Ish. Yeah, I just live life every day with the hopes that things are going to get better. Be optimistic, smile, I guess. And wala no they finish. Wala no they finish. I beg. They try sleep. Wahala no they finish. And regardless of what you do, eat too. You know, this is the circle, actually. This is the circle. And you have to, like, follow this pattern. Now, OT, I will sharply give you now, like this. Regardless of what you're going through in life, please eat. Hey! H factor. But you understand what I mean. Eat. Eat good food. When you eat, and you sleep, you eat, you sleep, you eat, you sleep, you catch cruise. I beg. There's a certain clarity sleep gives you. We'll probably talk about that in another episode with, like, some gurus and shit. There's a certain clarity sleep gives you. Maybe say you wake up, you say, we're gonna say, oh my, don't try. This inspiration why they get is not from me, it's from the other side. I don't try. That's just basically what I have to say to you guys today. While I'm doing finish, they try catch cruise, sleep, stay safe, and y'all are gonna be fine. Believe me. It's whatever problem it is, it's just temporary. Trust me. Trust me.